glorified. That's what you are. You are glorified. And we are glorified because of Jesus. In our glorification, we share that exceptional elevation of the one true God. And we do so because Jesus gives us each and every day, to each and every one of us, He gives us His Holy Spirit. By His grace, mercy, and peace in God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, I share the same sentiment Peter said today in our first reading from Acts chapter 11, especially verse 17, when he said, "If then God gave me the same gift to you, this flock of beautiful children of God, as he gave to me when I believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way of telling you the good news of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?" Because you see, the dwelling place of God is with you. He will dwell with you, and you will be His temple. You will be His people, and God Himself will be with you as your God. I'm sure you've all heard that we all are like sheep. Every one of us has gone astray. Even though at your baptism, the Holy Spirit did enter you, how could you have gone through those years as a teenager without making some really bizarre choice? You know, how could you have? How could you have escaped those later years, you know, your maybe college years or your young adult years, you know, hanging out with your friends and perhaps deciding, let's do something stupid? I know, because I have. Or how could you have surpassed the holiness and the righteousness of, Mother Teresa? How could you have surpassed her by all your missteps and those missteps that you continue to make? That's why God dwells securely within you. That's why God sent His only begotten Son to pay the price that you either couldn't pay, or some even refused to even believe that they deserve eternal condemnation. And so we gather here in this place as His dear children. We come before God today with our fervent prayers, even as we've done many, many, many times over. Many of us still feel the effects that we've prayed for. We've prayed for healing, and yet we still have the affliction. What gives, Lord? And yet, here we are today. And it's right that we pray once again, because we know, don't we, that even if we don't receive a miraculous healing or a wonderful release from our suffering, God has promised to dwell within us. And we know that. So that's why we're here. We've gathered in faith today to pray for the very sort of miracles we see that Jesus has done in Holy Scripture. He continues to do them, especially forgiving you of all your sins, making you righteous, healing you, and glorifying you. For you are surely going to join our Lord Jesus, who has ascended into the clouds. The Lord's incredible ability to perform miracles continues to this day, even though He sits at the right hand of God our Father and His Father. Did you hear that verse today from Revelation? The one where God will wipe away every tear from your eyes. Death will be no more. There'll be no more mourning, no crying, no pain anymore. For the former things, He said, have passed away. And you know what? That's not just what's going to happen in heaven. It happens now. Might you be grieving as others do? Trust, believe, and fall on your faith that Jesus will wipe away every tear from your eyes. Didn't you not know that all of us who've been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. We walk in that newness of life because Jesus has taken us past all those former things. For as it has been written, it is done. The words he said on the cross, it is finished. Our salvation is now complete. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, he says, he'll give you a drink from the spring of life without any payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and he will be your God, and you will be his son. But then we still have doubts, don't we? I know there are doubts because I have them too. I still have trouble trying to fathom how God could have called such a poor, miserable sinner like me into the office of the holy ministry. How great have been my sins. How horrible I have been. You've probably got a regret or two like that. You know, that one slip, it's all it takes. Submitting to that one sinful, lustful moment, maybe. Maybe you stole something in your life. Maybe you've got an even greater sin than that. Look. Look, my friends, into the Word of God. Have you any idea how many sinful people are given as an example within Scripture for us, for our edification, for us to know that God forgives sins? How about Moses? Righteous, devout man. My goodness, God called him up on the mountain and gave Moses his law to give to his people. Moses had to be a pretty big guy, very righteous. But then you seldom hear about that part where Moses saw an Egyptian slap at a fellow Jew, and Moses was so enraged about it, he made himself the judge, the jury, and the executioner. Do you know that Moses murdered that guy? And the Bible even says he looked around to make sure nobody was watching. And then he buried that man in the sand somewhere. And then that other guy in the Bible, King David. Why don't we call him adulterous David or murdering David? He was, you know, a very sinful man. Or even Peter, that lowly fisherman that Jesus took up to be an apostle. He committed a near unforgivable sin by denying Jesus 3 times. And you, my friends, are in this lot of God's dear children. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Yet God shares with us an inheritance. He promises us we will see heaven. You share in the glory. You share in the might, the peace, and the forgiveness given to all sinners by God Almighty. For God dwells with you. Every single day God is with you. He's there to pick you up when you fall. He's there to guide you where you go. And he's with you always, he says, even until the end of this age. By God's sweet gift of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, me and you, well, we've been made righteous. By what Jesus accomplished on the cross, our sins have been forgiven. And by his rising from the dead on that glorious Easter morning, he has defeated sin, death, and the devil for you, for me, and for all mankind. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.